Hello, welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand. Welcome back if you're an existing subscriber. And if you are new, welcome. Subscribe to our channel here. And of course, follow us on all the other social media platforms, including YouTube. We're live streaming right now as I record this podcast because I'm expressing to our audiences that we need to make sure that we are constantly building passive income. And one way to do that is through a podcast. Why? Because we can get ad revenue from it. We can get sponsorships. We can also put our own calls of actions behind our messages to improve people's lives. We're solving a problem. So what type of problems do we want to solve in the world? And that's how we're going to become more successful. Today we have a great topic. It's going to be establishing a profitable business in the cutthroat market of today. Yesterday we talked about the importance of the strategies for handling financial crisis, which kind of goes with today's topic as well. Everything is linked to one another, right? And that's what we're doing here. If you want to see this in email, you can subscribe to our newsletter. It's free. And also just go to all the social media platforms that you are using daily and tap into our videos and free content that we have there daily. Because remember, we want to be consuming the right data from the right mentors, and we need to be producing as well. But we can only produce great things if we have great mentors. And if you're stuck at a business that's making 50 million, 100 million per year, if you're a successful wealthy entrepreneur already and an inside investor, okay, you're operating on the right side of the cash flow circle, you have excess of cash flow coming in from your businesses, the way to take your business to the next level is by, if you're feeling stuck, is by updating the team. You need to have a new team to come in and give you perspective from their point of view and give you a twist. That's what I call it, which is basically something that will be implemented immediately in the business. It's maybe something small that you're not aware of. And until that individual brings it up to your attention, then you can add it into your strategy in that business to improve the bottom line of that business. Can it be scalable, right? We need to ask these questions before we even take on a business. Can that business scale to the next level? How much can it scale? Can I reach the entire world with that business and its products? And remember to invest in systems, no products, not only products. We are going to be acquiring products, but the most important thing is to invest in systems, because if you have products and you don't have systems, you have a job. You're gonna be knocking on doors, selling things to people that they don't want because you're not putting the message in front of them with tools like softwares that will do the selling and telling for us and will figure out which is the client that really wants our offer. And it's going to deliver that message in front of them. And that is smart marketing. That's what we're doing here at Master Investor. You're going to learn the new rules of money, how to build the asset column. Everything that we do here is ultimately to create total freedom for each member in our community. Everybody's building their own asset column inside of our community. We don't tell you where to invest your money. You have to acquire the financial education. Then you make those decisions because you are the one that is calling the shots. You are the inside investor. We all are working to build passive income, and we're sharing the tools, resources, our culture here, which is the ultra wealthy mindset. And we have to act like the person we want to be. And I said this earlier on our live stream, but I'm going to repeat it here on our podcast because I believe it's important for our entire audience, including those here on our podcast channels, to get this message of learning how to have passive income coming in through sound investing, right? It's about making money work hard for us. And the only way we can do that is by increasing our financial intelligence, and then we can begin to utilize systems that are doing the selling and telling for us. And we're working to build our email list every day, because the more database we have, the more people we can sell to. And we want to capture those individuals even before we send them to the other offers. If we're doing affiliate partnerships with other companies and we're sending the leads to those companies, we didn't create the product. We didn't make those companies. We didn't create the marketing for those companies. They're giving us all those tools for free. We don't need to buy the products. All we're doing is bringing the end user. But we're going to put a capture page after they opt in on our ad that we will have out on a platform like Facebook, for example, we will have a capture page. Once they click on it, they will have to enter the email name to get to the sales page of that product. And they're going to enter that because they're interested in buying that solution. Okay, that's the only reason why they click on the ad to begin with. So they're going to give us something that is very personal to them, their email and their name, and it's going to land on our email autoresponder, which is a system that will collect all the emails of our leads. And now we begin to nurture them through an email campaign through professional copywriting. And we're going to show you how to communicate with the list properly, meaning that we don't even have to create the campaign ourselves. It's already created for us because we have already tested the campaign over and over again, and is the best campaign for that type of niche that we know of that is closing sales on autopilot. So we need to repeat and then rinse again. We need to learn from our mentors. We need to duplicate what they're doing. The formulas of creating wealth are already there for us. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We need to innovate in our businesses, though. It's very important. That's how we stay ahead of our competition, and that's how we stay relevant in people's mind in the new markets that we're reaching. Remember, we want to have products that can scale, and I believe that starting a digital business can take your life to the next level because it creates total freedom rapidly. Today, we're living in the best times to create wealth. Why? Because not only money is created with debt, right? Meaning that money is fake, is monopoly money, is fiat money, is paper money. It's just an idea backed up by confidence. Today, money is a currency. We must understand that. Today, money is created with debt. We must be able to see money with our minds rather than with our eyes. Okay? And I want everyone here in our community to take this seriously. If you're hearing my voice right now, you need to shift the mindset from seeing money with your eyes and start seeing money with our minds, because it's digital, okay? It's an idea backed up by confidence. Now, we need to attract money. We need to have leads coming to us every single day, giving us their credit card, because we have offers, solutions that they're looking for. There are two types of people on the internet. Number one, people that are looking for information of a question that they may have, of a problem that they are encountering today. And number two, people that are ready to buy the solution of the problem that they have. And we're going to be serving those two individuals, capturing their attention, putting the right offer in front of them, nurture them through an email campaign on autopilot. With one click, it goes out to the entire list, regardless of how many people we have. We could have a million people on that list. It will all go out to that list with one click, and it will automatically update the sequence. So let's say we have 13 emails going out, and then we're gonna see who opens the email. Inside those emails is going to have embedded calls of actions and links throughout it to encourage the reader to buy the solution that they're looking for. And they're going to do business with us because they like us, trust us, and know us. That's why building rapport with our audiences is important. Once people start seeing that we are showing up every day, you don't have to do videos. You don't have to do podcasts if you don't like to. I'm not encouraging you to do anything that you don't want to do. If you want to be an employee and you want to work for money the rest of your life, and that makes you happy and that fulfills your life, great. Maybe there's something that you can learn from business and you can utilize eventually. Nothing wrong with that neither. You see, everybody has the choice to create our own environment and the life that we want to have. What are the type of dreams we want to achieve? What we want out of life? What is our mission in life? What are our whys? Why are we doing what we're doing? Are we striving to be the best that we can, to be able to fulfill our mission in this earth? How are we working on a daily basis to improve our vocabulary? Once we improve our lingo regarding money, our bank account and our cash flow will increase immediately the right way. It's about working less, working smarter, having systems, using leverage. Through technology and debt as well, because debt is a tool, debt is money, and debt is tax-free. So do you rather pay taxes or do you rather minimize taxes all the way to zero legally? Because taxes are the highest expenses humans have, according to a study that was done. So if we can minimize taxes legally, then we are above the average individual in the world that pays taxes their entire life. And we can do it legally because we are operating with a company. We're doing what the government wants us to do, which is improve the economy. We are providing jobs. We are investing in housing, technology, food industry, green technology, and anything that improves the infrastructure of the economy. The government becomes our partner, and then we get tax advantages because the tax code is a package of incentives for wealthy entrepreneurs and ensign investors. And those incentives are there for anybody. I mean, like I said earlier, you don't have to have millions in your hand, and you don't have to even have anything. You have to be a wealthy entrepreneur and an ensign investor. You can tap into that character and that persona now by shifting your mindset just like that, by reading what I'm asking you to take a look on our website and start figuring out where we are financially today. If you never fill in a financial statement of your personal finances, and you need to take that step. I cannot do that for you. You have to do it yourself. Figure out what is the type of income you're making today, where is it coming from, is it just from your job? And if it is, then you have no assets in your asset column. What are your liabilities? Can any of those liabilities be turned into assets today? What are your expenses? And now we have to focus on building and increasing our asset column with assets that we are controlling with our companies so that our passive income increases. And of course, sometimes capital gains income will come in because certain asset classes only pays out capital gains income. Two types of income that can come from investing: passive income and capital gains income. Passive income is the same thing as positive cash flow or residual income, right? It comes in over and over again for a certain period of time. And a lot of times, if it's a true brand, it can come in for generation after generation. That's the idea. How long can we make our money work hard? How many generations can it work hard for us? We have to build true businesses, which are brands. That's what a true business is. It becomes a brand. It's not just a commodity that can be replaced. That's what a commodity is. So we need to create something that is unique. We need to be ourselves. A lot of people can't tap into themselves because they're listening to other people and they're caring too much about their opinions instead of listening to their instincts and our gut feeling and what we want out of life and saying no to protect our deeper yes that is basically saying yes to our dreams, right? So we need to figure out truly who we are, what we want out of life. And I believe that once we master money, because money is a tool to multiply anything in life, so we need to master that tool. A lot of people work the entire life for that tool and they never get to master it. So don't you think that is better approach if you actually turn your safe income or your earned income, which came from a job, to passive income, but you're doing it yourself? Okay, you're gonna have your mentors. Jules Master Investor are one of your mentors. That's what we're doing, what we're doing here on our community every single day, providing the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies, helping you understand how to read financial statements, how to improve our financial IQ so that we can solve financial problems and we can solve problems in the world. And when we do that successfully through systems, then we have freedom. We have excess of cash flow. We have the three E's of a master investor. The first E is financial education. The second E is financial experience. And the third E is excess of cash flow, meaning that we're thriving through our asset column. We don't live through a paycheck. We have a totally different lingo than the employee and self-employed. And we are learning those words here on this podcast and our live streams and on our daily content that we're providing. If you just read our newsletters, you will improve your business vocabulary. And that will definitely shift your entire core values about money. It will begin to shift the context to the wealthy one. We need to have the right framework in order to create wealth. If you have any questions, let me know, okay? I'm going to come back and answer them because I get a notification and we will have a dialogue on whichever question you may have. Today's summary is acquiring knowledge from setbacks along the path is essential for financial success. The cash flow triangle serves as a blueprint for creating a profitable company. We explain about the cash flow triangle inside of our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. We created the cash flow triangle to help others understand how to build a successful business when you use this triangle, okay, and the eight components that makes a great business successful, then we can literally build a business that buys other businesses. That's why this is so critical for you to grasp the cash flow triangle. So if you like to see it, then make sure you get our ebook, because we go in detail about it inside of our volume, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. Click the link in the description right now to have access to it before it goes up in value, and then you have to pay even more. More than just a great business idea is needed to build a successful company. So a lot of people have ideas, but they don't have the plan and they don't have the right infrastructure. And most importantly, go back to the context, they don't have the context to build such thing. That's why we need to go into our financial education, go deep inside of us and shift those core values. If we were taught the wrong information about money, shift it, get rid of it. It's not about get rid of it, it's just unlearn that and replace it with the new rules of money, okay? It's that simple. It's like doing an upgrade on our funds. Investing in systems rather than products is crucial for creating a long-lasting and prosperous business. Here at Master Investor, we have created a cash flow triangle, which helps to illustrate why this idea is so crucial. Master Investor made the decision to study how to build a business using the cash flow triangle. Learning to build a business according to this model is high risk. We caution everyone. Few people succeed in it despite many attempting to do it. However, our earning potential is limitless. If we can learn how to build a business in this manner, following the cash flow triangle demonstrated in our content here. Failing to achieve success. We may go through both extreme highs and lows while learning how to build a sound business that has business integrity and intrinsic value. The journey to creating a profitable business is a path that guides us towards financial freedom, filled with obstacles like crafting an ad content that never sold or having trouble raising money and managing investors' funds. We need to confront these obstacles, if you want to call them that. It comes with a game of building wealth. So we have to just accept them and become more valuable ourselves by investing in our financial education so that we have more data and we can have a better vocabulary when we are expressing our needs and wants in the organization which we are building. Okay, we must always be honest with our team and customers. We must learn how to manage and communicate with others successfully. That is why improving our vocabulary daily is a must if we wish to create more wealth in our lives. So a way to achieve more success is by attracting success, by becoming more valuable to the marketplace, because we are investing constantly on our financial education. And because we're doing that, automatically we're going to attract cash flow the right way through sound investing. The road to success is paved with hard lessons if we don't get the right mentors, right? Because we can have lessons along the way, we're going to learn, but the better mentors we have, the more mistakes we will avoid along the way. So there's not a rule that says we have to learn from our own mistakes. We can actually learn from other people's mistakes, and if there's any shortcut in life, I say that is about it. So invest in your mentors is something that I always encourage us to do. I have many mentors, and I tell everyone in our community to go ahead and do due diligence and look for other mentors that align with your financial goals. There are great people in the world, and we need to invest in their products, okay? That's something that no one can take away from us. Something that they know could be the twist that we need in our business to go to the next level financially. The road to success, it may be paved with obstacles, but it doesn't mean that we can it doesn't mean that we cannot overcome them. We're going to have guidance through our mentors. So the more we attach ourselves to these mentors, we can avoid going through those mistakes. But despite at all, every error serves as a priceless teaching moment and an opportunity to grow as a person. The risk is really significant at first, as well as we mentioned here, but as long as we preserve and keep learning, the benefits are genuinely limitless. We have to look where we are weak and our cash flow triangle levels, okay? There are eight components inside the cash flow triangle. If you're watching this on a live stream, you can see the cash flow triangle in front of us. Okay, I have it pulled up, the diagram on the screen. And there are eight elements. At the bottom, you'll find the mission, okay? And then we have the team on one side of the triangle. On the other side, we have the leadership on the outside, okay? These are the three components that are outside. The mission is at the bottom. That's the most, one of the most, the all important, okay? It cannot succeed without messing, without one of them. They all have to be in place. So they're all important. So mission, team, leadership, and then we have cash flow at the bottom, above mission, inside of the triangle. And then we have communication. And then we have communications, we have systems, legal, and product. You see, product is not the most important one. It's one of the most, you know, important elements of the triangle here, okay? So make sure that you build your business with this. Any idea that you have, if you push it through this, doing it with this, then you're going to be able to turn that into a brand, okay? And every business that you're going to eventually buy in the future, if you want to acquire an existing operation, put it through that triangle. And this will guarantee that you either are getting a true brand and also is guiding you to build a true brand. We want to learn how to build a business, because once we do that, no one can ever take anything away from us. And if it happens, then we can always rebuild it, right? And there's no reason to anyone take anything away from us, because remember, we have financial education, we have the right team, and we're treating our businesses like a big business, because that way we are implementing what's important on any business across board. We need to have the right infrastructure in place so that we protect ourselves, keep more money. It's not about how much money we make, but it's about keeping more money and making that money work hard, maintaining it through sound investing, and how many generations can that go on for? Okay, that is where we're heading here in our community, to have that type of impact in anything that we do, because we have financial education. So we always encourage everyone not to give your money away to anybody, to invest it for you. If you want to invest in one of the asset classes, we have five of them. Number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number five, commodities. They all require financial education. We have broken down the entire asset columns and the asset classes in our products, so that we all have a product that we can obtain to learn about that asset class. Okay, so we encourage you, if you want to invest in crypto, okay, take a course on crypto. If you want to invest in real estate, take a course on that. But get financially educated first, and that way you have the power. You have the true power now, and now you can put that money to work, because we have the data and we have the actionable plan that we can take that will lead us to success and, of course, positive cash flow. That's why we're doing what we're doing, to have a system of systems that runs on autopilot for us. Okay, we're not going to be working inside of our business at all. Otherwise, that's on any job. Okay, we're going to be working on our businesses, is a big difference. We're going to be overseeing the operation, looking at it from the outside, and saying, okay, what can we add in there? What's the twist to take it to the next level? The road to success is paved with hard lessons, I said earlier. So we have to make sure that we learn from our mistakes that we're making, and then we invest on our mentors so that we avoid future mistakes. We must learn how to do well in establishing and improving constantly the eight components of the cash flow triangle. Our businesses are doing well because we can make connections between all three cash flow triangle levels, or all the eight levels, in fact. The important thing to remember in this situation is that we must persist in learning daily despite a slow start. I said it before, it's better to have control over your companies than you're giving your money away, because you're going to feel like you're going to make more if you give your money away. No, start small, even if it's one product, at least you're having 100% profit on that, and you're keeping control. You have a voice. You can shut it down. You can add more assets. You calling the shots. That's better. And when you make your first $25 even on cash flow while you're sleeping on autopilot, you didn't have to be there to make that sale. Somebody sold the offer, they opt in, you got a lead coming in, and that lead turned into a sale because they were ready to buy because it was the right offer in front of the right person that wants the product. And they don't care who they're buying it from. Some people do, but as long as it's a professional sales funnel, they're gonna go through that on autopilot because the sales funnel is there to take the lead to become a paying customer and then nurture him or her afterwards. After they purchase, we still have to build rapport with them. We don't want to just drop them right there. You could, but I always encourage to nurture them because in the future we might have another product that we want to sell to them. If we solve the problem with the first product which they bought and they were happy, and they're going to listen to us for our next products that we have to offer. So always build rapport with our paying customers to keep them aware that we are still in business and providing value to the community. If they ever need anything, we're right here, right? And email, everybody checks their email. Something very personal. So every email, you must see it as money. So when you have somebody's email, treat it like money, respect it, and provide value to their emails because people read them. Then we are learning how to build a business, and even though today is easier than before to accumulate wealth, however, not everyone can do it successfully. Many have the wrong mentors, and many doesn't have the what it takes, right, to do the necessary. A lot of times we have to sit down and learn things that we don't want to learn in order to live like the rest of the world do not live. Only 1% of the entire population that breaks free from the rat race and the obligation to work for money at a job to pay for bills. We have money working hard. That's much better approach. And if you like your job, then great, you can stay at your job. But as long as you learn how to invest too, then once you're ready to leave the job, then you can without any issues. And you can fulfill your missions and whatever goals you have in life. Money is very important to master. We cannot let money tell us what to do. Money is our slave. We tell money what to do. Ensure that you follow us on all social media platforms. If you're liking what you're hearing thus far, make sure you leave a comment, like, and share because it helps our channel. We already passed over 300,000 views on YouTube. We're very grateful for everybody supporting the channel. So I want to encourage everyone to get into action regarding your dreams, okay? Improve every day. We always go to sleep a little smarter than we were yesterday. That's something we do inside of our community. And I want everybody to be successful. I want everyone to have time to themselves, total freedom. I can say that because I have it and I experience it every day. I want everyone to experience total freedom, and wealth is different for everybody. I always mention that. It has nothing to do with making millions. Most people don't want to make millions of dollars. Most people are okay if they just have whatever they're one in life, and maybe it's $30,000 per month. The lifestyle may be less, maybe more, and it's very feasible because today we have systems that can sell for us and they can create tremendous amounts of excess of cash flow in different ways. We can tap into the internet, utilize the new rules of money, and then power ourselves to riches very quickly and create total freedom. And that's what we want. We want to have a river of positive cash flow coming to our bank accounts because we have the right assets that we are controlling with our companies. And we want to take advantage of the tax advantages. And even if we're starting our digital business with an affiliate product, meaning that we're using somebody else's product and company, we need to create our own company to run the income that is going to come in from those sales towards our company and through our company. We don't want to run that towards us or through us. That has to go through the company because that's how we're going to be able to minimize taxes as well, because we're treating that as passive income for the company. And then we're going to utilize that income to invest farther and even in activities that we may have with other peers, like having a lunch and we talk about our business. We can minimize that to tax. We can have that as a deduction on our taxes. That lunch, okay, part of the lunch. We need to have the right CPA and the right tax strategy, and of course, the business attorney that is equipped to help us navigate the taxes and the laws, the corporate law, successfully to take advantage, because the government is rewarding us because we're doing what they want us to do. So remember, the tax code shouldn't be something that we're afraid of. The tax code is actually a package of incentives. That's what I said earlier, and I want you to remember this, because that's what it is. It's going to help us. Once you start doing business with a company and incorporate, then now you position yourself in the tax bracket of the ultra wealthy, and that's how we can start building true wealth. So I always encourage people to incorporate, even though you may start with an affiliate product. You don't want to run that income under your name, because otherwise you have to pay taxes. And personal income is taxed at the highest bracket, because now that becomes earned income. And they might give you a 1099, but you still don't want to do it like that, because that's self-employed and you pay the highest in taxes on that type of income. Let me see here. We are learning how to build a business. Okay, so many businesses fail within the first 5 years, and we said that on our other live stream the other day, right? And we look at case studies, and a lot of times businesses do not make it past the third year. And the reason why is because they lack the cash flow triangle. One of two or more components of that entire triangle is missing in that business. And sometimes we might find stress business that we would take from business owners, and we do the twist in that business because the current business owner is not aware of that twist, and we're not going to tell them. But we're going to take that business off their hands, and maybe we do a seller finance deal where they're going to accept to give us the deal for nothing, and he's going to basically give us credit on that, and we're going to have to pay him back for the next, I don't know, 30 years or 20 years, a certain amount. Remember, in real estate and business, I'll give you your price, but you give me my terms. So if I can take 30 years to pay, and I can twist that business and do it and take it to the next level and do something different that the business owner is not doing today, and we can literally effectively do it and know that we can do that and implement and grow that bottom line, then we might have a free business, and we obtain that for free. We pay him the monthly passive income that he's getting from the debt that we have against that business. So that's seller finance. We can do that in real estate and businesses. And a lot of times that is a great approach, because the business owner currently, or the landlord, believes in their asset that it can fulfill their payments. And it gives us assurance that that is a sound business, because otherwise it wouldn't be doing it. And a lot of times you find naive business owners that are just stressed out, and they just don't know how to come out. So they just give it out. You know, they give the asset for free, and we can take advantage of that legally. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Remember, we wanna protect our integrity, we wanna protect our freedom. So we do everything legally. The important thing to remember is to focus on building our asset column. Anyone who wants to achieve tremendous success and money in this way needs to start now. But in the necessary practice, make mistakes, learn from them, and get better. Use the cash flow triangle shown in the diagram below. Give our ideas form. Many individuals believe that having a fantastic idea is all it takes to launch a successful business. There's no shortage of profitable companies, concepts, or ideas. A business requires more than just a concept to succeed. That idea needs to be given shape by excellent teamwork, procedures, and systems. To do this, the cash flow triangle is a potent force to help us achieve that our ideas become a reality. It gives our ideas shape, and individual can develop an asset that purchases other assets by using our understanding of the cash flow triangle. When we master the art of turning an idea into a profitable cash flow triangle business, then inside investors will come running to us. Okay, if you're not an inside investor yet, but you're just starting with your digital business, or you're launching a business and you're turning into a digital brand, and it's going to be a true brand, right? Then we have a sound business, the money's gonna find us. And that's what I said earlier, the job number one of a wealthy entrepreneur is to raise capital. And we do that through the front end by having sales funnels. We bring in direct sales on autopilot, and from the back end, because we have an infrastructure, we have a solid business that was built with the cash flow triangle, and it has the 8 components, and they're notable on it because it's functioning, it's profitable. And other investors are looking for sound assets that they can put their money to work, including banks. Then it will be true for us that money, it doesn't take money to make money. We'll become increasingly adept at building assets that generate ever-increasing amounts of money. The person who successfully uses the cash flow triangle to build the sound asset, he or she will be able to stop working hard for earned income from a job and escape the rat race to reside in total freedom on the right side of the cash flow circle by having excess of passive income and capital gains income coming in from the asset column. Stop working hard for money and instead work for passive income so that you have total freedom and can achieve all of the dreams that you ever desired in your life. Adopt the lifestyle of the wealthy. We might see how the wealthiest 10% of Americans came to be by looking at the large businesses and wealthiest individuals in the nation. They develop a business, discover their calling and a spirit, and let others partake in their goals. Risk and rewards. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Rupert Murdoch, Anita Roddick, Richard Branson, Elon Musk, and other notable figures are on this list. If anyone like, feel free to follow suit. Simply use the cash flow triangle diagram, which the ultra wealthy uses to build businesses and expand our wealth. True happiness is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose to the world. Discover the mission of the business we are building, use the cash flow triangle to give a shape, and pick up as much knowledge as we can along the route. Invest in our mentors, we can achieve both success and happiness in this way. How to get ready for the next financial crisis. We all heard a lot about the unpredictable state of the economy, and while there is a lot of conjecture floating about regarding its future, nobody can say for sure what will happen next. Keep in mind that markets are cyclical and that a stock market or real estate catastrophe could happen at any time, and we already enter the crash when we enter COVID-19. We talked about that the other day. Investment portfolio safeguards are crucial. Our first line of defense against market and economic downturn volatility is these measures, which make sure our investments can withstand the storm. And diversifying among the 5 different asset classes that exist protect us for down economies and hedge for inflation. Naturally, this does not imply that we should immediately begin purchasing assets. Getting educated should be our first move if we never made any money. If you were somebody that never made any money online, then make sure that you invest in a product that will help you do that successfully. That would be the best move because we're doing it ourselves. Remember, we're building an asset column. We're not giving our money to anybody to invest it for us. We're building our businesses. That's what we're doing here. So getting educated is the first step before making any investment. Be they in stocks, real estate, business, crypto, or commodities like gold and silver. Here are some actions we can take right now to broaden our knowledge of finance. 1, get through business articles. Grab a copy of any magazine that covers business and finance, such as Fortune, The Economist, or The Wall Street Journal. We can learn more even by reading the business section of our local newspaper. 2, acquire the vocabulary of the wealthy person. Look it up. When we encounter terms or jargon we are not familiar with, we must look it up on the dictionary. Our learning can be greatly accelerated by simply mastering the vocabulary of investing. We also have the entire vocabulary in our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet. The last chapter is dedicated to the vocabulary of the wealthy, so you're going to get that in there. Make sure you click the link in the description to have that ebook, which is a must-have. And all of them are a must-have. I encourage you to go ahead and get the three ebooks that we have right now. We're releasing our fourth ebook in the next month or so. It's called How to Raise Capital to Build Wealth. Stay tuned. And number three, glance around and learn through practice. Even if we are not ready to buy, we can still look at assets and evaluate deals. This procedure will teach us a lot about a lot of things in regards to building businesses and investing. We can, for instance, engage in paper trading or fantasy stock programs, which allows us to invest in the stock market using fictitious money and track the performance of our bet. Real estate research and can be done online. We can call brokers and ask for the financial statements of that commercial real estate property, the tax returns, the performance, and any other related piece of document that we can analyze to not only have the opportunity to present it to a future lender, such as a bank or a private investor that may want to invest in that sound asset. So we're going to be doing that on the live streams as well. We have been doing that before. We're going to bring it back. We're going to be calling brokers and so forth, so you can get the hang of it and you can watch me close different deals and apply exactly what I'm doing, because anybody can do it. Once you speak the right language, you can raise capital, remember. And once we do that, we can use other people's money legally. We can, let me see here. To understand how the industry operates and how to be a wise consumer, we can visit precious metals merchants and just take as much information that exists out there. We have access to the internet, so we shouldn't have any excuse as why we are not learning about a certain topic. We have it in front of us. Take advantage. Take use of the abundance of knowledge available to us in today's environment. After we have financially educated ourselves on finances, we may begin with a modest investment. Starting small is usually a smart move, since we will still make mistakes along the way as we learn. But in the long run, we will look back and realize that this was the finest time ever to invest. When people are panicking and there is a crisis, for a wealthy entrepreneur and an inside investor, reads opportunity. And we're going to capitalize on that. Real estate investing immune to recessions when acquired in the right locations and for the right reasons. When the coronavirus epidemic was just months away, scientists were already making predictions about the next housing boom. Let's examine recent past events. Initially, there was the savings and loan crisis in 1980s. Then the stock market plummeted in 1987, resulting in a 23% loss in value for the Dow Jones Index. The dot-com bubble and its following meltdown in 1999 and 2000 was the next big event. Following that, the collapse of the U.S. housing bubble and the subprime mortgage crisis led to the global financial crisis of 2007 and 2008. There are a few minor ones that we are missing here, but those are the genuine highlights, or lowlights as it were. We should always anticipate a market crash to occur sooner rather than later, because history demonstrates that markets are cyclical, since they consistently do and always will. The truth is, though, those that are financially literate never worry about it. We don't worry about the financial crisis because, like I said before, we are prepared for any type of economy because we have different assets that will do well in those economies. So what we want to do is just educate ourselves as much as possible on a day-to-day basis, like we're doing here at Master Investor, and we are actively implementing that information into our lives. So we need to be sure that we're getting the right information from the right mentor. So go ahead and do your due diligence. Make sure that you decide which one's going to be your next step to build your next asset, to acquire your next asset that will create your first piece of passive income, okay, while you're sleeping, while you're not working. And it could be a digital product, it could be drop shipping, print on demand. We don't even need to touch your product. It could be just a simple website that is bringing in leads. We could do affiliate marketing, okay? So make sure you join the digital course, because inside you will learn how to do all of this step by step. We actually enjoy market crashes. Why? To begin with, it is important to familiarize ourselves with market volatility indicators, which function as warning signs that appear at each of the seven stages of a financial bubble. Gaining an understanding of these signs will set the stage for our next conversation in our economy booms, bust, and the different phases of financial bubbles are regular and expected patterns. Look at the diagram showing on screen right now. Market history, growth of $1 in the US stock market's real peak value January 1871 to May 2022. Cumulative real wealth is showing as the red. Peak cumulative value is showing blue line, and the pink line or the pink portion is market crash episode. And you can see exactly how it happens. We're looking at Great Depression and World War II. We're looking at World War II and influenza, 1929 crash and Great Depression. And then we have COVID-19 crash and recovery, inflation, Vietnam and Watergate. And then we have lost decade, right? This is already 1990 right here, lost decade. And then we have COVID-19 crash, I'm sorry, and recovery was 2020. And then we have Ukraine rise of inflation and shortage, and this is 2020. So yeah, so the 1929 crash, that was in Great Depression, of course, that was 1930. Inflation, Vietnam and Watergate, that was 1970. And then you can see this diagram, which took from the source right here that is showing, and the date that is showing is May 31st, 2022, okay? So you can have it if you go to our website to understand better why it is important to see what is going on our economy based on this graph. Okay, the response we have been waiting for is finally here. When there is a market crash, it can be the perfect moment to buy because everyone is so desperate to sell that we can usually get a better bargain from them. Real estate is a crucial part of a well-rounded investment strategy because it frequently provides stability during turbulent times. Immature investors were really calling us and offering to pay us to take our homes off our hands because they were so desperate to escape their financial obligations. Naturally, we concurred with great pleasure and undoubtedly received the last laugh. We can generate so much money during that time that we decide to retire by understanding how to build a business that acquires other businesses using the cash flow triangle explained in detail in our books. In other words, once you apply the cash flow triangle, you can become free of having to work for money to pay for your bills very quickly and effectively. Okay, once you begin to apply the knowledge and the information that we have inside of our community here in our ebooks, then you can create that type of wealth, and you can also invest in other mentors' products as well. So find out who is doing what you want to do and go ahead and ask them if they have a product where you can learn from them. Okay, and invest, because that's not something that anyone can take away from you. It's a win immediately. You have a profit right there. Once you invest, it's a profit. So go ahead and click the link in the description. We have a lot of tools and resources below. You can join different affiliate programs and so forth to start creating passive income. It doesn't take money to make money. It takes financial knowledge, which it requires financial education to improve financial intelligence. And once we apply that information, then it becomes knowledge, right? Because we're getting results. Any positive or negative feedback must be kept as feedback only. I want us to always, as we're growing our businesses, to take this into consideration, because if you're listening to other people and you're worrying about what they're thinking too much, then you're going to have a hard time making your own decisions. So always listen to opinions and then make your own conclusions based on our instincts and our facts that we have at that moment. And then seek more facts if there are any facts left out. While a crash is our ideal moment to buy, it is also a difficult period due to the extreme pessimism in the market. the worst news can be an investor's best ally. In other words, when people are saying crisis and they're panicking, and in their eyes it's bad news because the economy is about to crash, for our eyes as an inside investor and a wealthy entrepreneur, that's our best ally. It's like, okay, time for opportunity. We're going to seize a lot of opportunities here for cheap, for nothing, for dirt cheap, right? The money that we're going to be using is going to be provided by the bank in many instances. We're going to raise capital through our businesses. We're going to use the business revenue to buy other businesses and other real estate properties and so forth. And we're using a combination of our capital and the bank's capital, right, to acquire businesses and then recycle that back into our asset column. And of course, always, no matter what, we're increasing our curiosity and we are investing in our financial education. It has to be there every single day. It enables us to purchase a portion of the future of America at a discount cost when everybody's panicking and everybody's talking about a bad economy. We will be treated like a complete moron by our friends and family, who may even try to talk us out of making a big mistake by telling us that the ideal time to buy is when assets are on sale. During a crash, for example, after all diversification, after a crash is essential since it distributes risk and creates fresh opportunities for portfolio growth. We narrated a tale about purchasing gold in the late 1990s for $275 per ounce, right? Somebody did that. And now look at how much it is for an ounce. Back then, the so-called experts were stunning gold in favor of dot-com and high-tech equities, but many investors were aware at that time, in 1990, that receiving a great deal at that very moment and took advantage of that bargain. Because, as you know, gold is the real money. Gold is something that is a precious metal. It is a commodity, and we can invest in gold. In fact, gold goes up and the dollar loses value because gold doesn't back up the dollar anymore. August 15, 1971, that's when President Nixon separated the gold standard from the US dollar. Understanding the simple changes in the law, it literally changes the entire mindset and perspective about money. And that's what we're here to do. And they took advantage of what others could not see due to lack of financial education. That's what we talked about on another live stream that we had about finding money where others do know. If you haven't watched or listened to that audio or video, then make sure you tune in, because that was amazing. In April 2024, when gold prices are expected to surpass $2,250 per ounce. So imagine, you invested in 1990, $275 per ounce, and now per ounce is $2,250. We follow our gut and adopted the tactic that has consistently proved successful for us. In other words, listen to your gut feeling, because business has to do a lot with how we feel inside. So you have to trust your instinct, your gut feeling. In this uncertain times, the advantages of dollar cost averaging, where frequent investments mitigate market volatility, cannot be emphasized. People will still be asking, though, with warning that investing, or saying that investing, is risky. They are right too. It is crucial to remember that different people have different definitions of what constitutes investing. When the real estate market was booming and prices were skyrocketing, a lot of novice investors made their investments with the expectation that home values will continue to rise. Most likely, they intended to flip the house and profit quickly by $50,000. The definition of hazardous is investing for capital gains rather than cash flow or passive income, which isn't the kind of recession-proof real estate investing we're talking about here. Real estate investing basics are understood by seasoned investors like we are, such as many are here at Master Investor. Investing doesn't always require taking a risk. Developing our financial literacy for recovery and future wealth is a foundation of smart cash flow investing, because it gives us the ability to make well-informed choices. Investing is significantly less risky when one understands and adheres to the fundamentals. There will always be someone or some risk in investing. It's a calculated risk. The more financial education we have, the more calculated risk we can take. But it may be significantly minimized by adhering to sensible investing principles and making plans for any losses. We hope that all of our efforts to weather the economy, economic storm are fruitful. Seeking expert advice on investment can offer individualized methods and insights as we adjust our strategy to the state of the market and our particular financial objectives. We should feel more at ease knowing that we can better prepare for the next inevitable market meltdown. We can protect ourselves from future financial crisis, but we might also be able to take advantage of the circumstances. This knowledge provides us a very important objective to get ready as much as possible now to reap the financial rewards later. Start investing in high quality financial education here with us at Master Investor. Thank you for investing your time with me today. If you have any comments, as I mentioned earlier, put them down below. I'll come back and answer any questions, and I will see you inside of our inner circle. I hope that you learned something new today from today's talk on establishing a profitable business. Invest in our financial education is the foundation of financial intelligence. When we do that, then we can solve financial problems, starting with our own. Invest in our ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, so you have the financial statement available in that digital course, so that you can know exactly where we are financially today, so that we can establish a profitable business right away in the next 24 hours. What are we gonna do to acquire the first digital asset that will make us money on autopilot? Thank you for having me again. My name is Jose, and I will talk to you on the next podcast, bring you the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bye for now.